We brought up the Tigers to start the hour, and yes, the lines are open, and you can talk about your takeaway, the big takeaway from taking 2 of 3 against the Cubs. I also saw something interesting over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
And
did you get out the measuring stick?
So ESPN carries like a lot of college baseball and college softball this time of year, right? As things are you know, working their way to Omaha and World Series and all that stuff. And people were upset because ESPN did not start. ESPN2 was supposed to carry a college baseball game. And instead, they had to continue to carry the Savannah Bananas on ESPN2 instead. Are you familiar with the Savannah Bananas?
Oh, sure. I mean, you see them all over social media. It looks like they are having a great time playing. And some of the tricks and the feats that they accomplish are remarkable. They're very entertaining. And it's so in regards to not watching college baseball, it was in large part the first round of the Super Regionals. Mm-hmm. So nothing was going to determine who was going to the College World Series. That most of that happened actually yesterday. And so I get missing some of those innings, but
I'm not even really bringing this up to debate ESPN's programming decisions, ESPN2 versus ESPN News. I just thought it was noteworthy that the Savannah Bananas have grown to this degree, because I remember a couple years ago when they started to be a thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're on TikTok and they do the dances while they play baseball. John, I started digging into them more, and this thing has grown. I mean, they're selling out NFL stadiums. They have a wait list for tickets. They've created the Savannah Bananas, but also 3 other teams that the Savannah Bananas compete against in the Banana League. And I wondered, like, have people been paying attention to this? Do they want this? This is them making baseball more fun. Some of the rules. There is a time limit, 2 hours. Quicker pace, focus on enjoyment. There is no bunting allowed in banana ball. You can steal first base. So if the pitcher's fumbling around with a rosin bag or he's got his back turned, you can just take off and run to first base. If a ball is hit foul territory and a fan catches it, that's an out. Banana ball. They do all these wacky things beyond just like catching the ball and dancing or dancing on the mound. They're doing their own version of baseball.
What's with the... I'm looking at photos because I've heard of these bananas.
Oh, they haven't popped up?
What's with the stilts?
That's some of the things that they do. Like they have somebody pitching with stilts. Like they don't do it all the time. There's different tricks that they do at different stadiums, at different, you know, different games.
How much do these guys make? They're getting paid for this, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like ex-college players a lot of times.
Yeah. Well, they look like they're having a blast. And they could be the next boy band as well.
So you think they're good looking?
No, but they're all like... There's a guy with a banjo and they're singing.
Dateability.
No. Not doing that.
So there's the Savannah Bananas. There's the Party Animals, the Texas Tailgaters, and a Firefighters team.
So just to let you know how the popularity of this, my kids, who I would classify them as marginal baseball fans, jack up more than the girls. Ellie, is a softball player, and so they enjoy watching the game. They watch it because dad watches it. Have almost to a person, maybe not Lucy, but I think all the other ones have said at some point, hey, have you seen this from the Savannah Bananas on social media? That's where I think they have really hit it out of the park, pun intended.
Yeah.
Is their ability to market themselves on social media has been remarkable. The different acts, the different things that they do, they find a way to make it popular, get likes, get trends, get shares, all of that stuff, which has grown their following. But then the kids all said, hey, can we go see them?
They want to see them.
They want to go to a Savannah Bananas game.
It's so funny because it's like for the person who like doesn't want to take sports too seriously. And it's a huge audience. And I was looking, like they do some stops, they're mostly Southern.
Yeah.
Like Savannah, Georgia's where they started, and they do stuff, Charlotte and the surrounding area down south. They do have some stops coming as far north as Ohio. And I think one of their teams might even be in West Michigan later this summer.
They haven't reached that level of popularity for me to take the kids to Ohio.
But if they were here, you guys would go.
100%.
So if they did like a Comerica Park games, they'd sell
a place out.
Yeah,
if they did a three-game stretch, we'd probably go for two of the three games.
They'd sell it out. Like, it's... I'm watching more videos. They're dancing with Goofy and Mickey Mouse in one of them. I don't know how they do this. I mean, they have taken the sports world by storm, and it really, I think, becomes more mainstream when you say, oh, they're on ESPN2, and actual college baseball is being told, wait, we got to wrap this up.
So they have combined the ability to create a unique form of entertainment with a sport.
Yeah.
And we saw it with the Harlem Globetrotters.
That's the comparison.
They did that in basketball. And I don't know the level of popularity of the Harlem Globetrotters. Are they even still...
Do they still travel?
I don't know. So that... But I did go see them as a kid. And having watched these videos, that's instantly what you think of. Is this is the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
They are still around, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Okay. Is Curly still playing for him?
Probably a different Curly.
He's probably dead.
R.I.P. Curly. Sorry. Yeah. If you're not dead, sorry, we just killed you this morning. 248-539-9797. Condolences to his family. Have you picked up on this at all, whether it's a video on your social media feed or you were watching ESPN2 this weekend?
Their level of being able to play, because I did see this one, and I was just reminded by this on Twitch. Their glow-in-the-dark games are pretty cool.
I'm sorry, they're what?
Glow-in-the-dark games.
That's awesome.
There's a glow-in-the-dark ball, a glow-in-the-dark bat. And it's literally, like, I don't know how you hit that ball.
Just to clarify, Curly died March 26, 2020.
Right. Okay.
March 26th, yep. Big famous day.
Yes.
Well, we can't have this team, by the way, because they don't bunt. Remember, Jim Leland called us the city of the bunt.
Yeah, but bunting is no longer.
It's not fun.
Yeah. I know.
So the guy who created this looks like the guy from Curious George. He's wearing all yellow.
The man in the yellow hat?
Yeah, the man in the yellow hat.
Wow.
Yeah, and I keep getting videos of him online talking about their business model and how much money they're making, and then I see over the weekend ESPN2 is airing their games.
Yeah.
Like, that's a level
of popularity
that's been noticed. Ticket Texter says, if we could give the Savannah Bananas Ozempic, it would expand their range of play on the field. Scott and Carlton. That's a hell of a segue. We brought up the Savannah Bananas because it's... one of those things that I was aware of a couple years ago, and I think we all kind of saw when it started, this like Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. And it's, guys, I don't know if you've checked in on them recently.
It's taking off.
It's spreading like wildfire. They have four teams. It's not just the Savannah Bananas. They're traveling all across the country. They're selling out NFL football stadiums. Texter points out they're going to be in Michigan later this week. Says next weekend, and they're going. It's out in West Michigan. Says, my girlfriend and I are super excited to go. We had to go through a lottery just to get tickets, Joey and South Lyon.
Because I could swear Ellie Googled it and didn't think that they were coming to...
The Bananas aren't. The Firefighters are. It's one of the other teams in the league. But it's Banana Ball, which for people who don't know, what the hell is Banana Ball? It's a different version of baseball. There's no walks. There's a time limit. You can steal first base.
When they do some of these things too, like... the guy that flips in the outfield and then catches a fly ball.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, like, okay, how did they misjudge that fly ball for these, like, a regular center fielder? Like, how did he drop that ball?
How do you ever drop it if this guy can flip it?
Yeah, this guy can flip and catch it.
There was a play on Sunday where Parker Meadows got airborne, and if he had mistimed it by just a half second, it would have been an inside the ballpark home run. He didn't. The Bananas just had the great Hambino from the Sandlot movies show up for a plate appearance over the weekend. I saw that too.
Wow. Classics.
They are all over. Let's get to Heather and Troy. Heather, you're on 97.1.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Good. So I'm a baseball mom, have been doing it for years, and I'm pretty sure Facebook heard me talk about baseball. So all of a sudden, these Savannah Bananas are in my reels. And you just go down this rabbit hole watching them because they are so entertaining. Mm-hmm. I think some of my favorite parts are that, you know, if somebody in the crowd catches the ball, it's an out.
Yeah.
So you get to... Oh, I can't hear you guys.
Oh, we got
anyway,
you.
Yeah, we got you. Yeah, keep going.
And I love, if you don't walk, right? So if you have a walk, you actually start sprinting, and all seven players on the field besides the pitcher and the catcher, they all have to touch the ball while you're sprinting. So you could all sprint all the way to, somebody got a double the other day on the TV. It was awesome.
I love it. What actually creates an out other than a fan catching the ball for a fly ball?
Oh, no, you can catch, I mean, just like regular normal out.
A strikeout or pop out.
You see the shortstop. The shortstop, all of a sudden, he's like crisscrossing the legs like a basketball, like throwing the ball between his legs and then throwing it to first and getting the out. I mean, these guys are serious athletes. They're awesome.
Yeah, if this came to this area, it would be must see for you and your baseball players, wouldn't it?
Oh, they would 100% want to go. They want to be in the front row. They bring their mitts.
Oh yeah,
we get the hats, we get the jerseys. I'm sure it'll be everything.
You can't get tickets to them. Like, it's a wait list lottery system. It's unbelievable.
This is awesome.
I'm just going through their Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and
now that you've actually searched it, it's going to continue to come up. It is unbelievable.
Do they sing too?
Some, yeah.
Yeah.
Like he came down from the stands singing.
Oh, there's choreography.
I saw the choreography. Yeah. That's why I said they're multi-talented athletes. Look at that. But that's why I think they could form a little boy band. Like, it's all boy band moves.
So it's interesting because I think this does appeal to casual.
That's not a great sell.
Some people it is.
Yeah.
But that's what I was going to say. I think this appeals to like a more casual sports fan or someone who goes, baseball's stuffy and I want something that's
fun. It's
boring.
There's nothing going on.
Fun.
There's something going on every second of one of these games.
Yeah.
So they're doing something.
And again, part of the reason I brought it up is they're airing this on ESPN2 over the weekend, and the college baseball game had to start on ESPN News because of Savannah Bananas baseball.
Yeah. I love all the split screens too, because because there's so much going on, you're watching one thing and something else is going on in the outfield or something else is going on in the stands.
Call it banana splits.
It's a banana split. That's exactly what it is.
Aaron, Commerce Township, you went and you didn't like it.
Yeah, I spend my summers down in Florida and went to the one at Raymond James, and they sold out the whole darn stadium. And a friend invited me to go try it out. I'm a baseball guy. We're a baseball family. It's dumb. It just don't get
it. It's not baseball to you?
It's like a Cirque du Soleil. Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, you get 3-2 in an inning, and, oh, it's just you won the inning. It's not 3 runs against 2 runs or the stupid little thing if you walk and you got to throw it all around. It's just dumb.
Okay, well, you don't like the modifications they've made to the
game. They're making a joke of the game, John.
Yeah. It's a personal opinion.
And I get that.
You check down
sure.
It's
not going to be for everyone.
I love the entrepreneurial aspect of it. It's just not for me, but it was there. It was silly.